As I mentioned today afternoon, that Lord called us back from Germany to Yugoslavia in the time when we enjoy life and ministry in this beautiful country. But Lord has different ways how to call His servants to a special period of His life. And I do remember 2 years before we left Germany, I was in Yugoslavia for a wedding of a friend of mine, who later became a founder of a largest church in Yugoslavia, in Novi Sad. And I have seen on this wedding that some young people who used to be with us in the church are out of the church because nobody cared for them. And sitting on the railway station waiting for the train, I just started to cry and to weep. And I wept and I wept and I wept. I didn't know why. It's very seldom that a man is weeping. But in that moment, the Lord told me, you have to return to Yugoslavia. And 2 years later, we did it, this whole family came back to Yugoslavia. And as I mentioned you afternoon, now after 20 years, I may say it was the right decision. Because Lord prepared a way for us and our ministry. And as 1989 changes took place in Eastern European countries, we have understood that a new period of life and ministry came. And my parents used to live in that time in Vienna, and I visited them and came to my mother with excitement, saying, well, Mama, we have a freedom in Yugoslavia. There is no more communism. Even communism is still there. But changes took place, and we were allowed to get out of our ghettos, four walls, and preach the Christ. And she asked me, as a mother, and what are you doing with the freedom? I was shocked, and I had to confess, nothing more than before. And then she said to me, hey, why not for Christmas Eve to gather a group of Christians and go on the market and sing us some carols? Maybe you used to hear also in Australia many years ago in a winter time and a Christmas Eve, go from window to window and sing the carols. We did it in Yugoslavia when I was a small boy. And you know what was my first reaction as a true brethren? Woman, you should be silent. But very soon I confess. And I thought maybe she's right. Mothers are very often right. And I came back to Yugoslavia and visited some friends from other churches and just explained this small project. Hey, what do you think about singing carols on a Christmas Eve? We never done before. There was never before open air. And in a couple of days, we gathered 50 people, young people, who were ready to sing a carol on a Christmas Eve 1990. And my son, he's a musician, and make a playback music on a cassette. And the daughter, she was conducting this choir. We prepared songs, hymns, what else, yeah, poems and short message. And Christmas Eve came 10 years ago, and we prepared a platform in the middle of our village, and it was, believe it or not, 10 centigrades below zero, and it was freezing, and we have been already frozen 15 minutes before the concert, and square was empty. And of course we have been trembling and praying, Lord. But then you would not believe, in 10 minutes, the square was filled up with the people. Some came out from Lutheran church after finishing their service. Some came from all the streets. Because this was something special. Never happened before. People were curious. And 600 people came that evening on Christmas Eve 1990. And they were standing fully 50 minutes 10 centigrades below, and listening word of God which we sang or taught. But we thought it's finito. Well, one concert and okay. But as Easter came closer, the Lord put upon us our hearts to repeat and make a Easter cantata. So we get again together this big group of people who were really excited to do something what they never done before. And we prepare the 90 minutes Easter cantata, scripture reading, poems, songs from birth of Christ until resurrection, and invited people for the very first time into cinema hall. You know, oh, many Christians thought, cinema hall? 50 years we have talked to people not to go to cinema hall and culture center. Now we are organizing something like concert in cinema hall. Many Christians didn't like to come. But many non-Christians did. And you wouldn't believe 700 people came to watch or listen this concert. And then something started to happen very quickly. Mayor of town asked us, where are you rehearsing? Well, we thought sometimes secretly in the Baptist church, sometimes secretly in the Brethren assembly, because they were not somehow happy with us. And what about that building across the city hall? You can have it 10 years free if you make new facade. And then something started. I would like to go ahead with my talking. We shall watch a video which is spots from this 10 years ministry, and afterwards I will come again and add a few things. Please.
People of Yugoslavia looked forward towards democracy and freedom, the country exploded in a civil war which lasted almost a whole decade. During that time, Tito's Yugoslavia fell apart. Many people have suffered being displaced and scattered as refugees around the former country and the whole world. Yugoslavia is still making the headlines in the current news. It almost became the synonym of evil and hatred, and its people are being considered cursed. Is there any hope for this country of war and strife? Yes, because in this context, KES is ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ to the people of Yugoslavia for the last decade in spite of everything. Following the fall of communism, Christian young people from Bački Petrovac and the surrounding area have used the opportunity to present their faith in God in public places. This was unthinkable during communism, so they put together a choir, rehearsed a few Christmas songs, and organized the first open-air meeting for the Christmas of 1990. The response was great, as up to 600 people attended this first open-air Christmas carol meeting. Following that, the choir ventured with its repertoire to the cultural centers for public performances. Again, the response of the public was overwhelming. Up to 700 people attended these meetings where the gospel was presented through song and the preached word. As a result of the concert held on Easter, people named the choir Hosanna. Besides the choir, the radio messages aired through the local radio stations have been also making their way to the public. Although these messages were recorded in very primitive conditions, many stations were approached for airtime. Some accepted, others refused. What was the response of the community to these first public ministries? The mayor of the town got excited about it, especially after the open-air Christmas carols concert. He enthusiastically offered to help. The need of rooms for choir practice and other ministries led the ex-communist mayor to offer the building of an old grain and hops warehouse to be used for the ministry. The offer was enthusiastically accepted. Next, the renovation of the building took place. The stipulation of the mayor was to make the building nice. Having been confiscated more than 5 decades ago, nobody repaired it. It was in a sad condition. Everybody used it, but nobody maintained or repaired it. For the purpose of renovation, a few teams from the US and England were brought to bring the building into its present condition. It was a lot of hard work and sacrifice. After 6 months of hard labor, the building of the Keck Center has been dedicated to the Lord for the ministry. Even the mayor gave his testimony saying, "You Christians were building when everybody was destroying our country." He meant the civil war which just started that year in Yugoslavia. So now the ministry got the roof and the building. Part of each ministry of KESS is to present the gospel to the public where the local churches do not have access. Thus, outreaches like evangelistic meetings, concerts, radio, film, and other presentations of the gospel, like in the schools, have taken place. Public events, like with Billy Graham via satellite in the cultural centers or with Barry Moore on the sports stadium, always draw thousands of people to hear the message. The invitation brings many people for counseling to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. Children ministry is also organized in the KESS building. Around 100 children arrive each Saturday to the center's auditorium for the few-hour program. Here, the team is presenting the gospel on their level. Besides this, at Christmas and Easter, programs are being organized where the parents are invited to hear the gospel through the mouths of their own children. During the summer, the Vacation Bible School outreach is just starting to take root. The children ministry was boosted during the bombing of Yugoslavia. Children were coming daily to the center as to a shelter, but to be taught the Bible. The existing radio ministry has acquired a new studio in the new building of the center. Even though the beginnings were quite modest, they were promising. Soon it evolved into 2 studios, one for broadcasting and the other for music recording. The airtime has been constantly increasing, reaching a 15-plus hours per week. Besides broadcasting through local stations, Transworld Radio is beaming the message to special target people like Serbs and Bosnians. Recently, a link was established with the local station for the purpose of live radio programs directly from our own studio. This makes the ministry come live and personal to many homes and hearts of the people. The response of the listeners is great. Many individuals, couples, and whole families have been converted as a result of this ministry. Most recently, a new Christian radio station, Eschaton, was established, of which KESS has been one of the founders. This station will broadcast the Christian message 24 hours a day. The message is also presented through film. The video projection of the Jesus film in few languages of Yugoslavia and other films also draw large crowds of people. The provisions are also made for further implementation of this work. So, for example, apologetic Christian videos will be offered to many local TV stations and the wide public for distribution. Literature printing and distribution is the next fruitful ministry of the center. The printing of thousands of Gospels of John in 3 languages of Yugoslavia has been utilized to spread the good news to many. Besides that, New Testaments are printed and freely distributed to many people. The most recent book, 101 Favorite Stories from the Bible, is now available and put into the hands of the children. The publications include also many different booklets like 10 Reasons Why Should I Become a Christian, Tract, and the bulletin God Opens the Door in 3 Languages. Along with the civil war, nearly a million of refugees have flooded Yugoslavia. The Lord has located the center in a strategic place on the map so they could be helped both physically and spiritually. The project serving this purpose was named Tell and Feed. In reality, it means that people are first being told about God and His loving care toward them, and then receive the food, medicine, clothing, and heating coals to substantiate the message. Thus, the word of God was given out along with the food, medicine, and other aid. The humanitarian aid was provided by many Christians and organizations from USA, England, Germany, and other parts of the world. OCALL from UK has been one of the most fruitful. Their 32-plus trips to Yugoslavia prove that the best friendships are made in times of trouble. They have brought the hope and love of God to many refugee camps and homes of those who have been struck by the atrocities of the war. Christian Aid Ministries has provided on 2 occasions help for the whole year, providing the packages and even the new warehouse and vehicles for this ministry. This ministry was also extended toward those citizens who have been socially impoverished by the war and the imposed economic sanctions. Those of the household of faith were not forgotten either. This was especially true during the bombing of Yugoslavia in 1999. What are the results of this humanitarian ministry? Many hundreds of refugees and others came to know the Lord as their personal Savior. Churches have been filled with new converts. They needed the teaching of the Word and training for the ministry. This was especially true with the future prospect of their return home after the war ended. The center has ventured at this moment yet with another ministry, Kes OCALL Bible School. Its goal is to train new converted refugees and other young people and send them back home as missionaries and church planters. OCALL has offered help in leadership and the support of the Bible School ministry. In 1996, the building was again renovated and adapted for the purpose of housing the Bible School. Thus, work teams again arrived and worked alongside Yugoslavs. Their goal was to make the building usable for the Bible School. This meant that a kitchen, dining area, and dormitory had to be provided for the new school. The goal was to accommodate 35 students. In October 1996, the Bible School opened its door for the first generation of students. Designed to last for a year, the curriculum is geared solely toward the Bible and practical training for church planting. The student body represents the whole country in miniature. The Serbs, Croats, Albanians, Gypsies, Slovaks, and Hungarians are sitting together and learn how to reach their own people for Christ. After 4 years of Bible School ministry, some 90-plus graduates are now scattered throughout the former and nowadays Yugoslavia doing the ministry. These are couples or individuals who bring the good news to many of their countrymen. The vision is to evangelize the whole of Yugoslavia. The mission field is the whole country. Thus, Bosnia, Montenegro, and Serbia itself are the target. Hence, the city like Aranjelovac, where a gypsy community is being reached, have their own workers, but no church building. In Podgorica, Montenegro, there are already few groups of believers, but again, the greatest need there is the building for meetings. Other workers in cities like Banja Luka and Vranja are also establishing their footholds. At the same time, KES has become the resource center for the whole region. The churches and individuals are able to obtain the literature or arrange any other ministry like film, choir, and children ministries. Besides this, the plans are to organize the video ministry, which means to translate and subtitle many Christian films and make them available to people. In spite of the troubles in Yugoslavia, the Word of God has its free course to the hearts of its people. We feel that God has opened the doors and keeps them opening through His providence. Yes, it is possible. This is good news from the country of Yugoslavia in spite of bad news which the world's media portrays. Why? Because it is God's ministry to our beloved people. Yugoslavia still remains a challenge on the world scene. We believe that in His providence, the Lord has allowed all of this to happen so that our beloved people may come to know and find Him personally. Religion won't help them, nationalism either. Only a personal relationship with Christ. We want to use every opportunity to reach our country as the Lord brought us here for such a time as this. Join with us in prayers and support for the ministry of the Christian Evangelistic Center in Yugoslavia. In this way, the ministry and the team can continue to bring many to God's kingdom.
Twofold coughing. I say a few things here. You could see in just 14 minutes what was done in 10 years. I think the brothers at the table were talking that mostly revivals took place during persecution. And I may add that we have seen more conversions in our country during these last 10 years than in previous 50 years. And we have seen more new planted and established churches in former Yugoslavia during these 10 years than in previous 50 years. These 10 years were quite difficult. We went through civil war. Many cities, towns were totally destroyed. Thousands and thousands of people have been killed. Over 2 million fled from their houses. Many children stay without their families and parents. But in spite of all of that, hundreds of people came to know Lord Jesus and were added to the body of Christ. And we praise the Lord for this difficult yet blessed time. And exactly as the mayor of the township said that Christians are building while everybody in Yugoslavia is destroying, that was the truth. And that building which was given us for use for 10 years free of charge, we could buy 3 years later, and now the whole building belongs to KES Center, KES, which means Christian Evangelistic Center, the small group of fellow workers who has been diligently working in different ministries. Our main aim was and is to present the Christ, to share the Christ and preach the gospel through the open air meetings, concerts of gospel music, through the radio, television, distributing literature, children ministry, youth ministry and humanitarian aid ministry. I have no much more time, but I just come back to a few of these areas of ministries. First of all, to radio ministry. I am a chief editor of this ministry because I was working with TWRs in 1975. In Munich, we started to prepare radio programs in Slovak language in the time when it was forbidden for people from Slovakia. And so we people, or Slovak from Yugoslavia, did it for our fellows in Slovakia. But when we came to Yugoslavia, we finished our cooperation with TWR, but in half a year, we got a new possibility to start with radio programs. And because I got some equipment, you could see, very simple and very primitive, but useful, and we offered our programs to radio stations. Suddenly, radio station became open for us. And we started with 30 minutes a month. And now we are preparing about 11 various programs in two or three languages and broadcasting weekly over 15 hours. And the Lord has blessed this ministry, and as it was told on a film, a number of people got converted. And I could explain about many of them who got converted through the radio ministry. Just one example. One lady, Anna, she heard our broadcasting on Radio Novi Sad, and we offered a booklet, and she ordered it and invited us to come and visit her. So we did it. And we came with Andrei, fellow worker, and explained, shared the gospel with her, and I felt it's time for her to decide to give a life to Christ. We prayed, and we expected she would pray, but she couldn't pray. And finally I told you, Anna, I don't know why you cannot pray, but I know the people who were involved in occultism usually cannot say the name Jesus. Their mouths are closed. She didn't answer. But 2 months later, we took a video film from Billy Graham, evangelistic campaign in Germany 1963, and showed in their village, in public house, in cultural center. And after, when Dr. Billy Graham invited people to come in front, of course he was speaking from videotape, but still the word of God was strong, and this lady came in front and confessed her sins and open heart for Christ. Next day she phoned me, because this is about 100 kilometers, 2 towns, she phoned me, Vladimir, I confessed my sins, I became a Christian. And you know, you were right. It was what was problem with me. I was involved in spiritism and occultism. But now I am free. And so this lady, the sister in Christ, is free, and she belonged to church, local church in that town. And as you could have heard, just at Amsterdam Congress, the Lord put together a few people who got idea to establish or found a radio station. I think it is turmoil. In our country is the right time to do something. All over the world it's very difficult to get a frequency, even in Australia, for Christian radio station. So it is the case in our country. But it seems to us right time. And we have already set up an organization, and we are waiting now for frequency. So please be praying that we get a frequency from our state, and that we may start with the radio programs at least in the beginning, 12 hours a day. We have a large number of young people, young Christians, who are very gifted, and we believe that through the radio we may reach many, many people in our area, especially the citizens of Novi Sad, the city where these bridges were destroyed, and it is a city with 300,000 of population. So much about the radio. We are now broadcasting through the secular station. We are giving them tapes, paying sending time, and once we have our radio station, we may, for the less money, produce more and more programs. Concerning the relief ministry, just after the opening ceremony, you could see a mayor, I went to England for a consultation of brethren, and in London Bible College I could share with the situation and with the flood of refugees they came to our country. I don't know whether you know or not, but in Serbia there are still nearly 1 million refugees from Croatia, Bosnia, and since last year 230,000 refugees from Kosovo. They are living in a very, very bad conditions. You could maybe see one sport hall gym, where 150 people are 1.5 year living under one roof. Old and young, single and married and healthy and sick, all together 1.5 year, and nobody cares about them. And that is a chance for us Christians. And just in the same city, there are a group of gypsies, 160, they are 1.5 year living under the tent. In the winter time, when in that area, winter might be with 20 to 30 centigrade below. And that is a chance to show the love to these people. And therefore we started in 1992, as I met this Mr. Ian Mayo at London Bible College, at the consultation, a new project, Talent Feed. And he was the first who reacted when he heard the story about the refugees. He told me, Vladimir, what can we do for you? Well, I explained, first of all, we have no medicine. Our pharmacies are empty. Our hospitals have no medicine. Please, if you may, help us. And next Sunday, they collected £500 and told me, Vladimir, we go to buy a medicine. So that time, I brought from London Bible College, from conference, 12,000 antibiotics and other things. But of course, I couldn't bring everything. And this man told Vladimir, we come in October with a van and bring a rest. But during this summer, they talk about refugees in Yugoslavia and Ministry of KS, and in November, actually, they came with a double-decker full with 15-ton of suit and clothing and so on. And since that time, this group of Christians from all over the England, even Australia and New Zealand, they were coming 34 times to our country, bringing relief, but bringing life, love of Christians from these countries. And through their ministry and ministry of many others, number of people came to know Lord Jesus, and the project of Bible school was born. Last year, after this aggression over Yugoslavia, we have been supplying 2,500 people each month with 10 kilograms of food, mostly evangelical Christians, refugees, and other social needed people. One container of 20 tons of food cost about 20,000 German marks or US dollar in Germany. We have all the time imported this food because you couldn't buy it in our country and distribute it. And through distribution of food, we could show the love and kindness to the people, give a tract, literature, and through this ministry, again, many people came to know Lord Jesus. In Novi Sad, the capital of a province, since 8 years was a new church established from zero, and now is the number 300 members. And this church became a mission church. Most of the students in our school are exactly from this church. And there, these young people who finished the Bible school, many of them just went to different places in Bosnia, in Montenegro, in Serbia, and already planted a new church. So this is a ministry which happened in our country through the Christian Evangelistic Center. And we will be very, very thankful if you continue to pray for us, for all these projects. There are many of projects, many possibilities. We are a small group of Christians, but we are eager to use, to redeem the time and to make the most of every opportunity which is given to us in our country. If you would like to know more, I have a few copies of God Opens the Door, which is a magazine we are printing each 3 months in English language to inform brothers and sisters what's going on in our country. So you could make Prayer Partner. It's so-called magazine for prayer partners. And you may be praying for this radio station. Thank you very much for contribution from Australian brothers and sisters. Probably some of you have also contributed. In this year, we got twice a large amount of money from assemblies in Australia, which was and will be used exactly for all these projects. To give a food to need it, but maybe to print literature or to provide radio programs so the many people may know the love of Jesus Christ. Let us be partners in the gospel as Paul is writing to Philippians. His name will be glorified, we will be enriched and blessed. To him be the glory. Amen.